Dear friends in Christ, the Pharisees often played stump the rabbi, asking Jesus questions that they hoped he could not answer. In fact, they were never successful. In our reading for today, Jesus asks a question that stumps the Jews, and no one was able to answer him a word. Jesus, however, did not ask the question in order to stump the Jews, but to proclaim the mystery of the Christian faith, that the Son of David, a flesh and blood man like all the other sons of David, was also God and Lord of all. The questions Jesus asked follow the question by the Pharisees about the law. The Pharisees knew the law, but they did not understand it. If they had, they would have known that they couldn't keep the law. The all that God demands in the two commandments on which hang all the law and the prophets means exactly that, all. The Pharisees couldn't keep the law, and neither can we. But our Lord doesn't stop the conversation with the law. He continues for our comfort by proclaiming the gospel. The Jews had eagerly awaited the Messiah. God had revealed throughout the years in whose line the Messiah was to be born. God first spoke to Eve that a son born from her would defeat Satan. Abraham was told that the Messiah would come through his son, Isaac. Of the 12 sons of Israel, God chose Judah for the line of the Messiah. And God had finally revealed that the Messiah would be a son of David. So the Pharisees could easily answer the question about whose son the Christ would be. The Jews knew and expected that the coming Messiah would be in the royal line of David, a son of David. All of this had already been revealed by God through the prophets in the Old Testament. The Messiah would be human, a son of David. But by quoting this one verse from Psalm 110, Jesus points out clearly to us that the Old Testament also witnesses that the Messiah would be divine, a person who was God himself. Psalm 110 is a psalm of David, so in it, David himself speaks. The Lord said to my Lord. In order to keep from confusing the Lords in this verse, we could translate, Yahweh said to my Lord. Almighty God himself is about to speak, and he speaks to my Lord, that is, David's Lord. God himself says to David's Lord, the Messiah, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. No one can sit at the right hand of a king without having and sharing royal power. For the Messiah to sit at God's right hand, he himself must have divine power and majesty. The Messiah, David's Lord, is divine. He is God himself. As God, the Messiah is superior to David. He is David's Lord. And yet, the Messiah is also the son of David. How can God become man? How can David's Lord be his son? We must remain as speechless as the Pharisees in trying to answer that question, because human reason does not give us any way to answer it. All that we can do is confess it and proclaim it, since God has revealed to us in both the Old Testament and the New Testament that the Messiah, the Christ, is both God and man in one person. The Son of David is the God-man, Jesus Christ, and he is the Lord of all. But being Lord of all, Jesus Christ did not lord it over us. He came as both God and man to serve us in a way that no man by himself or God by himself could do. What Jesus did, he did for the benefit of all, because he is Lord of all. He lived a perfect life, not only for himself, but for your behalf. so that before God, your life is perfect. God credits Jesus' perfect life to you because the Son of David is the Lord of all. Jesus suffered and died, not for his own sins, but for your sins, for your inability to love God with your all. God credits Jesus' defeat of Satan and death to you because he is the Lord of all. And Jesus went to hell in your place, being utterly alienated from God, so that you, in your place, don't need to go to hell. You who are studying to be pastors will have the privilege to proclaim that mystery to people in dire need of hearing such good news. By proclaiming the gospel, by administering the sacraments, you will be God's instrument to let people know with certainty that the Son of David is not merely the Lord of all, but he is their Lord. And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare question him anymore. May God grant that we always stand speechless in wonder at the mystery of the Christian faith, that Jesus Christ, for us and for our salvation, came to suffer and die so that we might spend eternity with him in heaven. Amen.